Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are just doing fine. Today's show topic is, what is it all about? What is life all about? What's the reason that we're here? Or what's the reason that we try to make other people believe that we're here? What's our purpose? What's really meant to be? Are you living your purpose? Are you living your reason for being? You know, I mean, really, what is it all about? Does anybody know? Even the people that think they know, do you really know? Or are you just blowing smoke? Are you regurgitating what your mother told you, what their mother told them and father told them and their ancestors told them and their ancestors told them? Or do you have any clue? Do you have any type of a purchase or understanding of what life is really about and why you're here and why you are on this planet, why at this time in this universe you were chosen to be born? And why do you have the mindset that you have? Why do you have the beliefs that you have? Why do you do the things that you do? Again, are you living your purpose? Are you standing up for what you truly believe in? Or are you walking through life like a zombie? You know, my daughter made some references some years back to the zombie apocalypse. And, you know, when she said it, I kind of thought it was kind of funny. You know, I mean, with a little bit of a side stare of fear because of the fact that, you know, sometimes your imagination kind of gets taken away and you go, wow, is that really possible? Is that something that can really happen? And the funny thing about it is that each and every day as I go through life, I start to wonder, are we already zombies? Are we already not living to our potential? Are we already second-guessing ourselves to levels that are almost criminal if you think of the great and vast abilities that so many people have, the talents that people have to share that they never share, the dreams that people have locked within them that they never express or never live up to, the want that people have, you know, dreams, loves, desires, you know, the passion of a father or a mother for their child, a grandparent for their particular children or grandchildren. You know, why are we really here? What's the whole purpose of being born and breathing air? You know, if you look at it in a religious sense, you know, you've got some people that say that you're here for God. If you talk to some other people, they say that man's here for man and that God is the omnipotent being. However, if man doesn't do what man is supposed to do, then he's not living up to God's plan. Then you have those people that think that the only reason that we're here is because we're some type of a genetic experiment by, you know, our ancestors, as in aliens from another planet that populated the planet Earth and decided that, you know, we were going to be the worker bees or that they wanted to create something. And the understanding of God and gods and that we were basically just a genetic experiment that, you know, was then left here to continue a race or to better a race or to make a particular species better, kind of like what we do with plants nowadays in the sense of, you know, you have particular chemists that have mixed chemicals together to grow a particular type of wheat or something like that to keep it from, you know, being eaten by pests and things like that. You know, it's just really amazing because every day that I work and I love and I try to take care of my children and I look at all of the different things around me and the opportunities in front of me and the opportunities that have passed and all of the things that I've done with my life thus far and all the things that I want to do. I wonder these questions. So I'm reaching out to anybody that's listening right now, be it at least you're listening live or you're listening, you know, to this recording. And my question to you is, really, what is life all about? Why are we here? Are you living your dream? Are you doing the things necessary? Why are you working every day for those of you that actually work a job, you know, for a salary? Why do you spend 5 days out of your life, you know, in some cases 8 to 12 hours a day, you know, working to help someone else realize their dream? And from that, are you taking it to the next level? You know, some time ago, I talked about the fact that, you know, most of us, we're born dependent, and then we strive like nobody's business to become independent. You know, as a teenager, you want to be independent. You want to be able to come and go as you want. You want to be able to do what you want, only to end up graduating and getting to the point to where you're supposed to be independent and finding that independence takes work. It takes a lot more work than it took to be dependent. It takes a lot more work to pay your own bills and take care of yourself and make sure that you're eating the way that you're supposed to be eating and exercising and then getting into the grind. And what's the grind? The grind is getting up at 0:30 in the morning, or if you work nights in the evening, and going to that particular job or that particular place. You know, it's about responsibility in the sense of, okay, in order to live in the world that we live in today, you need to have a certain level of education if you want to go anywhere. You know, even though the system of education that we've created today is really outdated, and the reason that it was created is so that we could actually have more skilled workers out there to help to continue to grow the world in general. But in the end, you know, a few people basically, not saying that those people didn't work, but a few people basically living off of the backs of other people because they had the dream, the concept, the access, or the power team or the mastermind to realize that there was a potential in a certain industry. You know, all the way back from Dale Carnegie to Ford to, you know, all of these other moguls or titans of business and helping them to grow. So my question is, what is life all about? Is it about money? Really, is it about money? Is it about family? Is it about the growth of family? You know, I mean, is it about the finance and being able to have enough money to retire to then not even having enough things to do to keep you actually slightly entertained? Is it about family? Is it about growing your family and caring for them? I kind of jumped around. But is it truly about being able to nurture and take care of your loved ones and get them to a certain level in their lives and help them progress and grow? Is it about paying bills? Is it about the fact that you're going to get a notice from somebody saying you owe this or you didn't pay this or your taxes are due or whatever it is that's going on? What is life about? You know, every month you end up acquiring things, and those things end up costing you money, be it just your phone bill, your cable bill, your electric bill, your gas bill, your tax bill, your maintenance on your car, your insurance bill. You know, we all seem to have a plethora of bills. It's kind of funny. Somebody made a comment the other day, and they said that, you know, wow, I got a card the other day. Why? Because most things that you get in the mail are either a bill or an advertisement or an advertisement or an announcement asking somebody to give you something else or soliciting you for something else that they want you to have or are prescribing you to buy. Is life about things? Is it really about acquiring another new car, a picture, a ring, a dress, taking another trip to someplace that you don't really care about? Is it about acquiring things that really mean nothing to you, but you're going to do everything in your freaking power to get it so that you can have that thing, so that it can be another thing that sits in your closet, be it shoes, pocketbook, pants, shirts, again, ties, rings, jewelry, bracelets, all of those things? Is it about things? Is life about God? Is life about this omnipotent being that is going to grant your wishes? And we talk about, you know, the power of positive thinking, and we talk about, you know, if you're one with the universe, then things will work out, and, you know, you have to keep a positive thing, and you need to speak it to make it happen, and all of these things? Or is it about man working to help man to survive and to move to the next level, and we live in a world where man is mostly hoarding it and not sharing anything? So is it about God? Is it about people? Is it about us working together to become the beings that we were truly meant to be? Is it about us growing and learning and developing and taking the knowledge that we have and using it and putting it to a positive end, so that not just you, the individual, or I, the individual, can prosper and live and be happy, but so that we as a people can be happy? You know, is it about work? Is it about working every day? And I kind of touched on this. Is it about business? You know, is it about happiness? Is it about being happy, and what does happiness mean to you, and what brings you joy, and does your joy and happiness, does that help the next person? Is it going to hurt somebody because you are feeling joy, or are the things that bring you joy and pleasure things that are not going to be toxic to the world? You know, is it about health? Is it about being in a physical state so that you can enjoy all of those other things, so that you can have happiness, so that you can deal with your family and be with your family, so that you can be at one with the universe, so to speak, and have the health so that you can enjoy the money and the things and be able to pay the bills without worrying and being through stress and all of those things? Is it about sadness? You know, we live in a world where more people take more pills than they do anything else. Where more people, where we have things that, where you have something, as I was telling somebody today, you have a person that has gout, and then that man or that woman with gout needs to look at the advertisement for that particular pill or fix for their particular problem, and then they listen. If they really listen, it says, okay, hey, this will cure your gout, but it may lead to blindness, it may lead to memory loss, it may lead to, you know, psoriasis or cirrhosis of the liver, or even death. You know, what is it? What is it that life is all about? Is it about the mind? A mind where we put all types of different things in it, but yet we stimulate ourselves in joy with things that really don't bring any happiness or really share anything with anybody. Or you want to argue a point about what you believe and what somebody else believes. Is it about being a person of character, or is it about being a character? What is life all about? As a relatively young man, however, but also as a parent, as a person that has worked a job, as a person that has been self-employed, as a father, as a husband, you know, that cares about someone, as a son that has, you know, parents, father and mother and grandparents, as a child, this is a question that we ask even when we're little, and yet nobody can give us an answer, at least not a decisive answer or one that they're truly confident about. What is life all about? You know, I have a friend of mine, and I'm definitely going to call this person a friend, and they made a comment, and they said, you know, one of the things that they realize in life is that they really own nothing. They really control nothing. And I've had to think about that several times. I've found myself pondering that question. You own nothing. You possess nothing. Then I had a conversation with another person that said something that also made me think, because I thought it was a very profound statement. And that person pretty much said the same thing, but they were talking about the level of control. I had the comment about control. I said, well, one of the things that I really hate is I really hate and have very rarely had the opportunity where I felt that I was out of control. Matter of fact, I told them that, you know, no matter what has ever happened to me in my life, I've always been able to gain control of the situation. I've always been able to find a way to make it work. And the interesting thing is that now that I've had an experience or had some experiences in my life where I found that I didn't have control. I wasn't able to, you know, within what I consider, and again, this is my opinion, with what I consider to be a reasonable amount of time, been able to come up with an overall solution or a fix for a thing or an item that may not have been going the way that I wanted. You know, now that I've, you know, gotten to a certain age and experienced certain things, I have a new appreciation for those that have and for those that don't have. And the interesting thing is that where I used to have absolutely no animosity for either and still always had the overall mindset of the betterment for the whole, now I'm at a stage in my life where I'm like, why do we work so hard? Why do we keep this thing called faith? Why do we keep breaking our necks to pay a bill or to keep stuff going on? Why are we here? I mean, in the scheme of things, man as a whole is here for what? A blink of an eye in the concept of how long the earth has been around. You know, it amazes me how you have people that have millions and millions of dollars, but they won't help anyone but themselves. It amazes me how people that say that they're religious will talk about all of the different things that they've done within their congregation, but yet they don't know the neighbor that lives across the street or across the grass or right next to them. You know, I'm just really, really concerned as to what's the why. You know, I'm concerned as to how, let's say, a man that has 20, 40 years working in a particular industry and knows everything about that industry can lose their job or find themselves in a situation where they're not employed and then apply for a job that they could do with their eyes closed, but yet someone in the position of hiring for that job can look at that man or that woman and go, thank you for your application, but you don't meet the qualifications that we seek, be it that you don't have the degree or the certification. However, that person clearly has all of the abilities, attributes, and characters that you would want, that any intelligent employer would want in an employee. Yet that person can sometimes lose their house, lose their cars, and their families be destroyed because they can't continue to have the financial wherewithal to take care of the things that they've always been taken care of and that they've always been able to take care of because they worked by the sweat of their brow or the intelligence within their mind and the ability that they've nurtured because they care and because they want to do it. You know, I find it interesting where we have children today that have great levels of knowledge but have very little common sense, or people that have massive educational documentation. However, the smallest thing throws them into a rage where they totally lose it and can't do the thing, or a place where people can have the knowledge on paper but not be able to practically apply it to life or even function. You know, it's just really amazing because every day, and for anybody that's listening, please understand this. If what I'm saying to you right now doesn't apply, beware. And the reason I say beware is because it may not apply today because your situation is in an area where you haven't come to those crossroads, but there's still a very strong possibility that this situation could still face you. Even after you retired, you know, I talked to some people that have retired, and they retired from their job, but all of a sudden their job or their old job or former job goes under. Well, guess what? Your pension, your money that you're getting every month is guaranteed because that company is still viable in some cases, is still around. How many airline pilots, if anybody, and you can Google this, how many airline pilots had retired from their particular companies and had retirements, and then that company went under, or that company was bought in a merger, and those pensions were raided, and they went from having money coming in every month to no money coming in every month? How many wives, or in some cases husbands, were not the number one breadwinner, and there was a number one breadwinner that they, you know, did everything for and helped them to succeed and did all the right things, dotted all their I's and crossed their T's. And then that particular provider passes away. And now, once the death certificate goes out to everybody that's involved, all of a sudden that check stops coming to mom, or that check stops coming to dad. Why? Because the retirement wasn't mom's, the retirement was dad's. Or the retirement wasn't dad's, the retirement was mom's. So guess what? That company, that agency, that entity, unless they took some other precautions, no longer has any responsibility to send that money. Again, ladies and gentlemen, what is life about? What is it all about? Is it about any of the things that I said? Is it about all of the things that I said? How many of us, how many of you have stopped to truly think in your normal everyday hustle and bustle through life to think of what is life truly about? Because it's not about the latest movie. It's not about the latest song. It's not about the latest star or football player or basketball player or hockey player or whatever sport you like or entertainer. It's really not about your congressman or the president or the State of the Union or your state representative. What's it really about? I believe that what life is really about is about each and every one of us working to help every other person that we know to the best of our ability. I think what life is all about is us listening instead of talking, us hearing instead of actually having self-talk while somebody else is speaking, us focusing on things that grow each and every one of us in ways that we don't even consider thinking about because we don't even know they exist. Why? Because we're so busy being busy. So I ask you, what is life all about for you? And what are you doing to make life what it truly is supposed to be about for you? Do you even know? Do you have any concept of it? You know, I've got a person that I know that lives very close to me that retired from their job. And every day I look at this particular person and I think to myself, they're not living. They're just waiting to die. They have a check coming in every day, every month, but they don't do anything anymore. Their entire life was wrapped around going to a job, associating with people at that job, and then going home. That job was their reason for living. It's just like I know people who love their family so much, they love their wives or they love their husbands so much, that when that particular person that was their universe passes away, shortly thereafter that person passes away. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. But what I am saying is, in the scheme of things, shouldn't life be a little bit more? Not that you shouldn't love the person that you love to the highest of your abilities, to the best of your abilities. Not saying that you should downplay that in any way. But I'm talking about not relationships, because life is about relationships. You know, they say that your network is directly in connection with your net worth. Well, that's really interesting. And the reason that that's really interesting is because I know a lot of people who know a lot of people and have no money. I know a lot of people who have a lot of people who know them and have no money. You know, another friend of mine talks about, are you a winter, a summer, a spring, or a fall? And it's kind of a Myers-Briggs type of thing. You can look that up. But this is one that uses the seasons. And it's all fascinating. But again, what are we doing to be the best people that we can be? And what are we doing? God knows, what are we doing to help our fellow man? You know, I've got some relatives that I know of that have no children. They have no responsibility but themselves. And I believe that they're happy, but I constantly see pictures about, you know, trips and things like that. Well, what happens when you're tripped out? What happens when you can't take any more trips? What happens when there's nothing else? What have you contributed other than some trips? You know, I talk to people who have money and they'll, you know, write a check to something. Well, did you write a check to a person and help that person actually by connecting with them? Not that the person doesn't need your money, and I'm not saying don't write a check, but what I'm saying is, have you actually connected with another human being? Or are you at such a high level financially that you can't connect with somebody that's a low level financially, socially, personally, and make them a friend? You know, there's a biblical term that goes to the sense of, you know, give a man a fish and he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish and he lives and he eats for a lifetime. You know, I was talking with a group of guys recently that we do a call with, and I took the time to thank them, because there's been times when I've had some really difficult times, and some of the brothers that I talk to, and when I say brothers, I'm not talking about racial, white, or black, it doesn't matter, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't really matter, doesn't even really matter the religion, but I was thanking them, and the reason that I was thanking them is because some of them have gotten out of their own way and helped me to get out of my own way. Some of them have stepped up and said, hey, you know how to do certain things. I'd like to help you, but I don't want to insult you. Would you be willing to do this, this, and this, and I'll pay you for it? You know, would you be willing to do this for me? And even if they don't pay you, they're allowing you now to bless them. So in turn, you know, you're also getting blessed. And I was thanking them for that. And I was thanking also the people that have gotten out their way and said, hey, I need help. Can you help me? Or, hey, I understand that there's a problem. Can I help you? Knowing that you're a person of quality, knowing that you're a person of substance, knowing that you're going to do everything to get back on your feet, and also knowing that by doing this, I'm getting paid back and they're getting paid back 100 times fold. Even if it isn't directly to them, it's something that will be paid forward to somebody else, because you are now not in that position and have enough gratitude and thankfulness to be able to extend that blessing or those blessings or services or connections or phone call, whatever it is that you need to do to help that person get to the next level, but you're helping them to get to the next level. So I ask you again, what is life all about? And what are you doing to make whatever it is all about to you real? And is what you believe real, really real? I know I'm kind of going off on a rant here, but ladies and gentlemen, it's really, I don't think it's about the money. But if you have money, you can help somebody else. I think it is about family. I don't think it's about the bills. I don't think it's about things. I believe that God lives within each one of us, and each one of us is a temple or a church. So if you want to do God's work, then that means you need to get to work and do the things necessary, and not just giving of your money, but giving of your time, and then meaning it from deep within your heart. I think life is about people. I'm not sure it's about work, but it's about works that actually help others to grow and go to the next level. I also think it's about health. I think it's about fitness. You, me, we're all responsible for ourselves. By doing the things necessary, we're going to move to the next level. It's also about mind. It's about happiness. It's about sadness. Those are stages of life. And understand, too, ladies and gentlemen, that no matter what you do, you will not get through this life alive. So you might as well use every second to be the best person that you can be and help each person to grow. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. If you like the show, again, in the upper left-hand corner, hit like and please follow us. If you believe that this show is of some substance to anyone, please share it with them. Also, if you'd like to talk to me about my books, I have 4 books, Positive Self-Defense for Men, Women, Motorcycle Riders, and Entrepreneurs. They're available on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles online. Again, Positive Self-Defense, and then For Women, For Men, For Motorcycle Riders. Either one, go ahead and put that in there. Also, if you're looking for a speaker, ladies and gentlemen, I speak, and I speak with passion and substance because I believe that we all have a true message to share, and I would love to share mine with you and your listeners. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying that my contact information is there, but you can reach me at zzsuccess@aol.com, and my website is www.zurianbennett.com. So zsuccess@aol.com and zurianbennett.com is my website. Reach out to me. Share me with other people. Share this message with other people. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, life is about nothing if you're not here. So let's go ahead, work together, and let's make this a better world for all of us as we grow and move to the next level in our overall position here on the planet that we live in. Because without you, it's nothing, and all we are is talking to ourselves.